Joe Fisher joins us, voice of the Commodores. What's happening this morning?
You guys are having too much fun.
No question about it. Well, hopefully the Commodores will be having fun tomorrow night after a game at Ole Miss, but a lot of work to be done starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Joe, I have a bigger question. When you guys are, you, John, and Kevin are driving down to Oxford tomorrow, are you going to play I Spy?
Got to do something to keep you occupied on that
Kevin's
drive.
In the back seat. I spy with my little eye.
That's right.
Playing the out-of-state license plate game.
Sorry.
The team will go down today, and actually they're going to do things a little differently than they have in the past, because so many times, you know, this game has been an 11:30 start in almost every time we've played it that I can recall. And so there have been a lot of times when the team basically stays just outside of Memphis, that they don't even go to the stadium prior to the game, you know, the day before or anything, to go through a walkthrough. They are going to do that today. They will go down, they'll leave late this morning, head to Oxford, go through a walkthrough at Vaught Hemingway before they head back to their hotel just outside of Memphis, which is about an hour or so away. So that preparation will be a little bit different. There's also an interesting story today, a really good story if you're looking online, if you can, on the Memphis Commercial Appeal. There's a nice story on the two Memphis linebackers, John Stokes and Chris Marv, talking about them and their being a very important part of this this Vanderbilt defense, and also a pretty good discussion about the attitude of the team right now and the way things are going for these guys. So it's a really good read, I would suggest it.
You know, there are some spots where we had question marks going into the season, especially on defense, and Marv has certainly been one of the big answers for that D.
And he came along, I think, even a little quicker than the coaches anticipated. You know, they knew that that he had a great motor, that he was very aggressive, that he had good speed, decent size. But they didn't quite know whether or not he could grasp the concepts of a middle linebacker, you know, right out of the gate, and as he already has. And certainly they haven't seen a lot of things that they're going to see, you know, later on when you face the Georgias and Floridas of the world in terms of schemes and all those kind of things. But so far, you know, I think they, even though they're kind of learning on the job, I think both those guys have played really well. And they're going to be very important parts of this defense tomorrow night for Vanderbilt, because, you know, if Ole Miss is going to try to run the football, those linebackers are going to have to get in there and fill those gaps and make tackles after the defense sort of stands up those big offensive linemen.
And, Joe, this is one of the reasons why I really like Vanderbilt's chances, you know, because I think their rush D is highly underrated, and I think they have a chance to make Jevon Snead one-dimensional. I want to flip it because Ted Kaine has really been, you know, in a good way, stubborn in terms of sticking with what this team does best,
yep,
and that is getting yards on the ground, you know, be it from Chris Nixon or Jared Hawkins, and obviously he's going to want to do that. Whether he tries to spread Mississippi's defense out, it's going to be very interesting to see how they get the yards on the ground. And again, remember, Ole Miss is ranked last in the SEC in rush defense, but they're getting three linemen back.
That's right. And you know, when you think about Vanderbilt running the football, it's not just Chris Nixon and Jared Hawkins. You know, Sean Walker carries the ball. DJ Moore carries the ball. Jamie Graham carries the ball. So they've been able to, I think, six or seven different people carry the football in the win over Rice. So they are spreading it around a little bit. But there are several unknowns here. Like you mentioned, for Ole Miss, yes, they get some of these guys back.
But how many snaps
can
they
play?
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. And
you always kind of wonder about a guy like a Greg Hardy, who is an impact player, but hasn't played up to this point. Certainly, you know, you wonder sometimes when you get pieces back, it almost throws off the rotation a little bit. I know we've seen, you know, Vanderbilt go through that in the past when guys work in and it sort of breaks your rhythm, at least for a little while. So I know Ole Miss is very glad to have those guys back, and they're very good, and they certainly will add to that defense. But this will be an interesting matchup. And Ted, I think, has done a great job this year of simplifying things at halftime, of sort of coming in and saying, okay, let's focus on these things right here instead of expanding the package. They kind of narrow it down to the things they think are going to work, and so far they've worked really well.
5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff. No TV, you only have one option.
Only us, that's right. 5 o'clock airtime for that one, 6 o'clock kickoff. Looking forward to it. I do want to mention two quick things, guys, before we go. Tickets are on sale for the SEC Big East Basketball Challenge that's going to take place at the Somme Center. You know, those are not part of the Vanderbilt season ticket package, so those are separate. And those are on sale now. And the other thing is, the SEC is sponsoring a league-wide canned food drive at all their events for the coming week or so, next 10 days. That includes Vanderbilt soccer on Sunday. If you bring five canned goods to the game, you get in free. And so that's going on all over the conference.
Joe, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.